Iran's Popular Mobilization Forces, or the PMF, have expressed solidarity with Iran's Islamic Revolution Guards Corps after the U.S. administration branded it a terrorist organization. Commander of Badr organization Hadi al-Amiri described the designation as laughable, saying the U.S. is the number one sponsor of terrorism. The PMF says it is honored to have fought alongside the IRGC advisors in the fight against Daesh terrorists. Baghdad has officially recognized the PMF as part of the country's armed forces. The PMF answers to Iraq's commander-in-chief, Prime Minister Adel Abdel Mahdi. When Daesh took over large swaths of Iraq's territory in 2014, the country's army was depleted. The PMF took on the fight against the terrorists and received strong support from the IRGC. People in Iraq's semi-autonomous Kurdistan region have denounced the U.S. move to blacklist Iran's Islamic Revolution Guards Corps as a terrorist organization. They say the decision is made to serve Israel's interests in the region. Our correspondent in Erbil, Kakala Abdullah, has more.
The U.S. move to blacklist Iran's Islamic Revolution Guards Corps as a terrorist organization has sparked harsh criticism in Iraq's semi-autonomous Kurdistan region. People of the region say the IRGC has stood behind them in fight against terrorism over the past years.
We, the Kurds, owe Iran too much because it has always provided us with assistance from the Saddam era till the recent years when we were fighting Daesh. Therefore, the U.S. decision against the IRGC is not acceptable for us. The IRGC is closely connected to the Iranian government and nation.
Meanwhile, observers describe the U.S. move as a mistake, saying it only serves Israel's regional interests.
I think Trump has made a great mistake by the decision to blacklist the IRGC as a terrorist organization, because Iran plays a significant role in the Middle East and the IRGC has never carried out any terrorist attack in the region. So his decision is totally wrong, serving only Israel's interests.
Most Americans are angry with Trump's awful decisions, which not only threaten the global peace, but also negatively impact the U.S. diplomacy. I think he always makes absurd decisions that are only in the interest of Israel.
Iraqi government regards Iran as a significant ally with deep political, economic and social ties. Earlier, many political factions in Baghdad condemned the U.S. decision, which has already sparked international condemnations. Designating the IRGC as a terrorist group might have some minor, insignificant impacts, but Iraq has already showed its support to its neighboring country, as it owes a great deal to Iran in driving out and mopping up Daesh. Kakalabla, Press TV, Erbil.